Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Can you hear that Rocky Top?
Good old Rocky That's Top. Rocky
Tennessee
Top.
Tennessee ball in Baden, Ohio State.
I couldn't
world
be.
World famous. They going to put an ass kicking on Ohio State.
I am rarely a Tennessee fan, football-wise, college-wise, nothing against them, just not my style, like the color, but not my style. But right now, I am a, what do they call themselves? I'm a volunteer, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm Tennessee volunteering volunteer. Until that game is over. I hope that they go in there and spank Ohio State, because I do have something against Ohio State. And it has nothing to do with the beautiful state of Ohio or any of its inhabitants. As I've said many times before, love the people, some of the best salt of the earth people in the world. But your team, I hate them.
Well, like Megan Maroney sings about Tennessee orange for you.
I'm looking forward to so many things. College football coming up. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the NFL, the WWE. We've got Jabroni of the Week, of course. And we're going to talk MLB. But Eddie, I hope that nobody that listens to us took any of our advice betting last week, because we were wrong about so many things. So many things we were wrong about. And we are going to get into that as well, because here at Mouthing Off, we run our mouths for a living, but we are willing to admit the rare times that we are wrong.
Yeah, you might, not me.
Well, I'm going to admit both of us were wrong, and we're going to talk about both of us being wrong about two different things. I was wrong about one, you were wrong about the other, and man, did it go in the opposite direction. There are, I'm going to make excuses for both of them, which probably won't surprise you. I'm going to make excuses.
Well, you know, excuses weakens one's character.
I know.
And I'm not an excuse kind of guy, but, you know, I'll take it this time.
I'm going to make the excuses for you. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select holiday decor clearance. Plus, don't miss our limited time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, grills, and more. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves.
Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More.
Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, as I said, we were wrong, and I'm going to get into that. But what I'm going to tell you we're right about, and we're right about it every week, is odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Odark30.com. If you haven't already, go check them out. I demand it.
Here's the season. Better do it.
Yes, sir. I'm sure they can get you stuff. Might be getting a little late, but I'm sure they'll do their best to get you stuff in time for Christmas. Okay, so let's open this segment with where I was wrong, and that was Travis Hunter winning the 2024 Heisman Trophy. What do you think about this, Eddie?
Well, Deion pushed him. Well, you see Deion, he had his son there. He had everybody there, you know. He's going to put that boy on TV and on the biggest stage in college football with the Heisman. Well, Travis Hunter won the Heisman. And I don't know. I don't know if he was the right guy. You know, I went for a Gabriel because he meant more.
I think that Dylan Gabriel was by far the best player in college football this year. Oregon is a team that I have I don't really have a ton of respect for those former Pac-12 at this point teams, but they played a Big Ten schedule this year and he won every game, mostly decisively. He didn't have any hiccups like all of the other schools did, and he absolutely deserved to win the Heisman Trophy. And I'm not going to take anything away from Travis Hunter. I looked up his stats. He's a very good wide receiver, and I'm assuming the fact that he plays both ways played into this, but I
right.
definitely
He's
think,
really good.
Yeah, I definitely think that if his coach had been anyone else, he might not have even sniffed a Heisman Trophy. Four receivers all time now have won the Heisman Trophy. Tim Brown, Hall of Fame NFL wide receiver, and I believe it was in the 80s. And then the 90s, Desmond Howard won the Heisman Trophy. The third one was Devonta Smith out of Alabama, and he was a wrecking ball for that Alabama team. And now he's an NFL. Probably there's potential NFL Hall of Famer playing with the Philadelphia Eagles. Travis Hunter, maybe this continues. It's Hall of Famer. Desmond Howard, not really an NFL guy, great in college. Then we've got Devonta Smith, who's a stud in the NFL. Maybe Travis Hunter is the Desmond Howard of the Heisman Trophy up and down. I think that's going to be the case. I don't see this kid being a stud in the NFL, but he's had a good college career.
I don't know if he'll be able to play both ways, in the NFL.
There's no,
I mean, he's just not big enough.
There's
he can't handle that kind of pressure and pounding.
There's no way in hell that there's anybody that's going to play both ways in the NFL, especially at skill positions. So I don't think any coach will give him the opportunity to play. He may actually be a better DB in the NFL than he is a wide receiver. It's a much easier position for a guy with his skill to play, but I don't know. I'm not going to make any predictions on Travis Hunter because I got egg on my face, but I said I was going to make excuses. My excuse is that I wasn't really giving him the credit for playing both ways, nor did I think that Deion could push him over the top, but he did. And congratulations, Travis Hunter. You are the Heisman Trophy winner. Good luck to you in the future. Now, the other thing that we were talking about last week, and before I put the show up, this news broke. And in Eddie's defense, he wanted me to go in and make an announcement up front of that show. I didn't have time to get it out on time and get that done. But Bill Belichick goes to the University of North Carolina, a stunner. What do you think of this one?
Made me drink 5 Shiner beers. That's what it did. And you know what? I didn't feel too bad because Tom Brady was shocked just like I was. I mean, you would have bet the farm that he wouldn't have gone to college of all places. And he took Mike Lombardi with him.
Yeah. I'm going to make an excuse for you here too, Eddie. I said I was going to do it and I'm going to do it.
Do it.
His contract has an out for an NFL job. I wouldn't be surprised if he takes that out before he even coaches a single game at North Carolina. And I feel like...
Well, Jaguars, are you listening?
Yeah, I feel like...
You plunk the $10 million down, get him out of there, and bring him into Jacksonville with Mike Lombardi, and you'll have yourself one hell of a franchise.
I agree. I think that Bill Belichick could build another dynasty in Jacksonville. It was music to my ears to hear the news today that Jerry Jones is fully supporting Mike McCarthy, blaming it on injuries, saying that he would have done much better without those injuries. But Mike McCarthy still has the backing of the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. So that looks like not a job that is going to be open for Belichick.
Well, he's a yes man. And that's what Jerry Jones wants. A yes man.
Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick's taking this job because there was no good reason for a guy with his track record to sit out a year of the NFL when coaching jobs became available. He should have been number one on the list and the checkbook should have been out and it should have been a blank check to get this guy to come and coach or be the GM or the coach and the GM of your franchise. Whatever Bill wants, Bill should get in the NFL. But my thing is, I'm wondering if he's not, on the prowl for a new girlfriend. And he's like, maybe I can go troll North Carolina.
He's got a pretty girl, boy.
I know, but...
You got to give the old ball coach his heads up, brother. I mean, he's rocking a 24-year-old. He's doing good.
Yeah, I feel like the person that's most worried about this decision is her, though. She's like, I got competition there. He's into the young gals, and he's maybe picking himself up a senior at University of North Carolina. Yeah. But
she got to be a cheerleader, though,
Congratulations to Bill Belichick. He's heading to North Carolina. We'll see how that all plays out. This may have been a chess move on his part. NFL teams were ignoring him, and now he's no longer available, so they say, and this may get the phone ringing for Bill Belichick in the NFL. So we're gonna talk.
Con, if you're listening,
he's
are you con boys in Jacksonville? Listen,
he's obviously
go
listening.
Get Belichick.
He's obviously listening. He's ripping off your ideas for his wrestling program.
Yeah, he needs to hire the guy who can put them together for real.
So I've had a problem with the transfer portal since they changed the rules on the transfer portal. I don't love the free agency feel in college football where these guys are jumping ship and going elsewhere. I understand that if you're a five-star athlete and you go to a school and they have a, let's say, a quarterback that is clearly going to be the starter, and you're going in and you're saying, I'm going to wait him out, and that quarterback decides to stay another year and you have an opportunity to go, I understand from the player's perspective that they should have a chance to leave. I also know that sometimes you go somewhere and it's not the right fit for you. So from a player perspective, the transfer portal change was probably beneficial. But
yeah, but it's already broken. I mean, how can you put a December 28th date when you're still playing football? Now, the guy from Penn State, the quarterback, left Penn State.
The backup.
And left them. I mean, he left them holding the bag because he had to go by December 28th.
Yeah. He's the backup. So, barring injury, he was not going to play.
He's a five-star backup.
I know, but he's the exact situation. And the coach is upset. The December 28th timeline is ridiculous. Why, when games are still being played, that's the case.
You haven't even played a national championship.
Yeah, that's the oversight should have been there on that. Hey,
well, look at Marshall. I that's the first I've ever heard in my whole life. And please correct me. Have you ever heard of a team just forfeit not going to a bowl game?
I have.
They didn't have any players.
I have heard of that. There are teams that have skipped bowl games. Typically, it's been because they feel like they got disrespected and didn't want to play in whatever bowl
not
game they were offered.
They didn't have players. That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy that's the reason why Marshall's not going to be playing. If you remember last year, Florida State should have been in the playoff. They were undefeated. They're an ACC team. They should have been in the playoff. They didn't make it. And all of their players decided not to play in their bowl game, but they still played the bowl game. And Marshall can't. They can't field a team for their bowl game.
That's sad.
Yeah. The Penn State situation is what really brought this into the zeitgeist, though. And Coach Franklin was very supportive of his player. He said that,
that's Bo Prisula. And he always wanted to play for Penn State his whole life.
Yeah, but he's...
And you're going to... See, this crap is... You know, that's why you don't have Nick Saban at Alabama anymore.
Yeah.
Because of this crap right here.
Well, here's the thing. That kid wasn't going to play next year. He's the exact reason that I gave before. He's backing a guy up that's just as good, if not better, than him. That guy decided he was not going to enter the NFL draft. He's going to stay at Penn State. So instead of sitting another year at Penn State, that guy is going to go and get playing time somewhere else. And he did it at this time because he was afraid that all of the good schools where he would get good press were going to fill up before he opted into the transfer portal. So he went in early and he's transferring. So that's what got it into the news. I'm glad it happened because now this can be discussed more in depth going forward. And the transfer portal is a thing. In the transfer portal, by the way, Deion Sanders got a little better. He landed the defensive tackle Jaheim Otis, and that's going to make them
Alabama, man.
Yeah, ooh. that's going to be a big win for him and Colorado. I'm excited to see when Deion actually puts Colorado over the top and shuts out all the haters. Everybody thought he was going to leave. He's clearly staying. But listen, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So Call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
The Battle of Indiana. Is it Indiana versus Notre Dame? Touchdown Jesus coming at you, boy?
That's going to be an exciting one, and the winner of that one gets to go play Georgia, a team that is going to be tough to beat in these playoffs. I know that they took a couple losses this season, but they're an SEC team, and that's what happens in the SEC. You take a couple losses against teams that are very good in college football. I'm really excited about the way that these new... This is how it works. You know, we're pissed about the transfer portal, but... At the same time, college football has done something right in kind of making these bigger conferences where these great teams are playing each other more often. This football season has been so exciting. And teams like Indiana that have stepped up, it's easier to recruit.
How about the coach, Cignetti, was voted AP Coach of the Year?
Deservedly so.
He did a hell of a job.
Absolutely.
I mean, he did deserve it. Absolutely.
It's I feel like Indiana's going to go in there and shock Notre Dame. They're going to play Georgia. We'll see what happens when they get to Georgia. We talked about Tennessee, Ohio State earlier. The winner of that game goes into the meat grinder. They play Oregon after that game. That's going to be a tough one, although momentum's a thing, man. Whoever wins that game is going to be coming with momentum, already having won a playoff game. That's exciting. Clemson, Texas. I feel like Texas is going to run away with this one. And they go to the opposite. They are the meat grinder coming in and playing Arizona State after that win that I am now calling Arizona State versus Texas. And I feel like Texas will move on from that one.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I just think that Clemson, it's sad that Clemson got to play Texas. And, you know, they don't make some of these guys earn it. These newer teams. Like Boise. I mean, they shouldn't have a bye.
Arizona State and Boise having a bye. I'm never going to be satisfied with that arrangement. I don't understand it. There are every other team on this list that's playing in the first round easily deserves a bye more than Arizona State or Boise State. But I don't make these rules. I don't put the teams in these playoff situations, and that's what they've decided to do. Boise State's going to get the winner of Penn State SMU. That is going to probably be the best game in this block is Penn State SMU. That is going to be a phenomenal game. I can't wait for it. I don't see either one of those teams running away with that game, but I do see them moving on to beat Boise State.
Well, you know, Boise State may fool you with that running back they got. That boy can run. But, you know, SMU, well, Penn State can shut you down. They got a good defense, and SMU can put the points up.
I feel like Boise State versus Penn State is boys versus men. I feel like it's going to be an embarrassment. I feel kind of the same way about Arizona State, although I feel like Arizona State, I watched their last game. They do look like a really good football team. It's not going to be the same, but still not a huge fan of them being a bye team.
Well, when you look at Texas or Clemson, Clemson won the ACC. They beat some really good ball, and they play a really tough schedule. And Texas, they're SEC. That says it all right there.
Yeah, so these are multiple loss teams, but it's different now. It's not the same as it used to be. It's not like you play two good games a season and then everybody else is a rollover team like it used to be. Texas right. played a ton of really good teams, and mm-hmm. they Absolutely. Beat everybody but Georgia.
Well, when you look at Georgia, I mean, when you look at Indiana or Notre Dame going in the between the hedges at Georgia, you better strap yourself in, pal. Them dogs will come hunting.
It's weird to say this because I think that's going to be a good game, but I only see Indiana being able to move on and win against Georgia. I feel like if Notre Dame beats Indiana, they're going to get rolled by Georgia.
Well, and if Indiana goes in between the hedges against the dogs, let me tell you something. IU going to get beat by 30 points.
I don't see it that way. I think there'll be a better matchup.
With a backup quarterback, Gunner. This guy is good.
Yeah.
This guy is a real good quarterback. He's just as good as Beck to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, just give him some time and that boy will show up. So when you go against the dogs between the hedges, you better get ready.
Where are you going to be watching these games, Eddie?
Well, Miller's Ale House with my buddy Matthew Small. What do you think? I mean, he's the man at Miller's, and I can't wait to sit there, eat a little, drink a little, and let's see what happens.
I've always been a big fan of the Ale House food, and it's always been a phenomenal place to go catch a game or even a weekend. During the season, it's awesome because every game you could possibly want is on a TV at the Ale House. Go check out the Ale House if you're around one. They're everywhere. You can't spit without hitting
one.
Five-star
food for a five-star Eddie Mansfield.
Yes,
sir.
That's for sure. Jumping over to the NFL, A.J. Brown is looking really good for that Eagles passing game.
Oh, without a doubt. They stepped it up, and they were talking about, you know, Jalen Hurts can't throw. Well, I guess he proved that wrong. What was he, like 16 out of 18?
Yeah, they looked really good. And the fact of the matter is that the Eagles have changed my mind. They look like a team that could potentially win the NFC this year. The Lions took a loss this past weekend, but in a great game. It wasn't like they got smoked. And
I want to say, before we go any further, Jeff, I want to say and send our well wishes to our buddy Randy Moss.
Absolutely.
He's fighting the battle. My thoughts and prayers from Jeff and myself to you and the family, Randy, and we're in your corner. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, we're praying
just keep
for
getting
you.
It.
I was sad to hear that. I don't know if any more details are come out. I don't care. I just want the guy to be healthy and back on TV.
Great guy.
Yeah, absolutely. They just put out a Netflix documentary on him, it was one of those. It's on ESPN, I think. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. A really great story coming from a small town and managing to evade all of the trouble that he could have gotten into, got it together, and had a great NFL career. Great guy. Get better, Randy.
I always said about Randy, and I used to call him the human highlight film.
Yeah, he was, incredible, incredible wide receiver. Speaking of Randy Moss, the Vikings, the team he made so many of those highlight reel plays with, clinched a playoff berth, beating the Bears. The Bears have turned into a dumpster fire. They're going to have to make changes in Chicago. They were jabronis of the week last week. The Vikings,
for a reason, right?
yeah.
They're bad.
If you would have told me, hey, the Minnesota Vikings with Sam Darnold at the helm are going to be 12-2, clinching early and looking like a world beater, I would have laughed in your face. And then if I said, well, what happens if Sam Darnold gets hurt? And you would have told me that Daniel Jones would have been in the backup, I would have clowned you all the way out of the room. And I would have been wrong, because I feel like Sam Darnold has been successful in that system. And if he were to go down, I think Daniel Jones could step in and actually keep winning with these Minnesota Vikings. I bet Minnesota Vikings fans are very happy to see this team that is not letting them down. I know for a long time, the Vikings have kind of been the team that looks like they're going to be really good, and then they let that fan base down. I don't know that it's going to happen this year. The NFC looks phenomenal, but also the AFC, the team that beat the Detroit Lions, Josh Allen looking like an MVP, outscored the Lions on the road. They put up 90 points in their last two games, Eddie.
Yeah, but they gave up 86.
I know. That's
so, poor Josh Allen, man. It's like, no wonder he's an MVP. I mean, he had to put up 90 points to win those games. Can you imagine that? But you know something? He is the best quarterback in the NFL, bar none. I don't care about Mahomes. I don't care about anybody. He does more for his team than any quarterback there is, period.
You say that, and I will say that the reason why I have so much respect for Josh Allen, and the same could be said for Patrick Mahomes outside of Travis Kelce, Josh Allen, I thought the Bills were going to be terrible this year because their whole wide receiver core left the building and left Josh Allen with what I thought was nothing. But it turns out that's not the case. He's looking awesome in Buffalo. Patrick Mahomes, after Tyreek Hill left, we were like, okay, well, that run's over. He's proven to be, you throw some guy out there, I'm going to throw the ball into his chest and he's going to check.
Just remember, wide receivers are like women. Just give them a ball or give him a purse for a girl, and they're happy.
He makes a lot of wide receivers happy, Patrick Mahomes, but he suffered a high ankle sprain this past weekend. I've heard a lot of people saying that even if he's healthy enough to play this upcoming weekend, they should give him a couple weeks off.
Well, I don't think they're going to play him at all.
Yeah. Let him sit until the playoffs.
Well, you got to have if you're going to go back to the Super Bowl, you got to have a healthy Mahomes.
Couldn't agree more.
I mean, not 50%, not 60%. You got to have 100% Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he's
the... And Andy Reid is great at that.
Yeah, he's the difference maker in Kansas City. And the healthier he is in the playoffs, the better off you are. I know he's been banged up in the playoffs before and played through it. The kid is an incredible athlete and has grit, because I've seen him get banged up and he keeps coming out there and playing. You want to not like him because he's built such a dynasty in Kansas City. It got old after a while, the Mahomes show. Reality,
but everybody hates a winner. Why? Because they're losers in life. They can't stand that these guys have took it to another level. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs sucked for so many years. They forgot how to win. And now Andy Reid came in there. Hunt hired him because he believed in him when he left Philly. And look what he's done. He's had a dynasty like he had with the Eagles, but he did better.
Absolutely, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off will be right back. Don't touch that dial.
December deals just dropped at Lowe's. Get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional $75 off every $1,000 you spend on select kitchen major appliances from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, and Maytag. Also, save $20 on a Craftsman VersaStack rolling tool chest. Now just $69.98. Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago. and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Was the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on their shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never a miss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
The best damn show on the radio, Jeff.
That's what he said. I believe him.
Without a doubt.
So we're going to get into the MLB because the money has been thrown out at pure talent 2 years in a row. But if you want to throw your money at pure talent, go over to odark30.com. Odark 30 is where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Yeah, and if you don't, Santa will hunt your ass down.
And he'll be wearing Odark 30 boots, I promise you.
Yeah, booty time.
So, 2 years in a row, Major League Baseball has broken records with the contracts they've doled out. Last year, it was Shohei Ohtani getting $700 million, which... At the time, everybody was saying the reason why that contract was so huge was because he's a pitcher and a hitter. I mean, he's a world-class pitcher. He's a world-class hitter. I hear tale that he's not going to pitch again this year, but I doubt that. I believe they may give him a little more time off in the beginning of the season, but I know they've got a couple of guys that could be leaving from their staff, and that Ohtani arm is going to be, they're going to be salivating over
that.
Well,
he's a Japanese Babe Ruth.
Yeah. He's incredible. I you want to doubt him. I look at him though. It's so funny. I feel like, so I look at this guy and I was like, he looks like just a good old boy. He looks almost like he's built like Roger Clemens with a Japanese right. face.
And he gambles like Roger.
He does. He's a stud, man. I as much as I loathe the Los Angeles Dodgers, they've done a great job of building that team. It worked for them. They're one of the few
teams. Best team money can buy.
Yeah, and that doesn't always work out, but they figured out a way to make it work out. They brought him in. They brought in the other pitcher, and I mean,
how can you pull against a guy like him? He's just so damn talented. You want him to do good.
Yeah, I think Shohei Ohtani made such a wise decision moving to the other side of LA because I feel like just like Mike Trout, the Anaheim Angels were going to waste him, and he saw that writing on the wall.
All he got was money.
Yeah, he's a stud though, man. I mean, he'll be a Hall of Famer in an Angels hat. I love the guys that stay with the same team their entire career, but man, I just got to say Mike Trout probably regrets making that decision to stay with the Angels because no matter what they do, they can't seem to win around him. And letting Shohei Ohtani get away last year should have been the final nail, but Mike Trout signed through his life, so he's going to be an Anaheim Angel. Speaking of guys that are signed for their life, the Mets signed Juan Soto a $765 million deal, so clearly you don't have to pitch and hit to break that $700 million barrier.
No. I mean, that's just unbelievable. Two back-to-back, you know, Ohtani and then Soto breaks his record. I mean, that's big money. I mean, that's enough money to fill the team.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is, though, that somebody was going to pay this guy, and if you missed out on the Juan Soto sweepstakes, so here's the thing. Juan Soto came up with the Washington Nationals. I am a fan of the Washington Nationals. I've watched this guy hit a lot.
You got to back your Nationals up. They stepped up to the plate, gave him more money than Mike Trout got.
Yeah.
And he walked away from it because of your buddy, Boris. What's his name?
Scott Boras, my favorite person in the world. He doesn't ruin baseball at all. Actually, I think Juan Soto's thinking was, I don't want to, there were deferred payments, I believe, in that contract. Deferred payments are something that for some reason people look down on. I think it's the best idea on the planet. If you can get paid $1 million a year, 15 years after you get out of baseball, that keeps you from making a mistake that a lot of these athletes make. Where
ask Barry Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla. Yes.
Bobby, remember he's still making $1 million a year from the Mets now.
And Bobby Bonilla, we don't have to hear from him because
he was broke, but he's not broke anymore.
Yeah, you don't have to hear from him because he's got $1 million a year coming in every year. They're still paying that money. And that was a wise decision on his part. And so anyway, Soto walks away, I think because of the fact that ownership was sketchy in Washington. They didn't want to go nuts and break the bank with him. They didn't want to commit to anything. And unfortunately, the Lerners have kept the Nationals and they didn't want to pony up $765 million. I don't blame them for not spending that kind of money on Juan Soto. But what you get in Juan Soto is a legitimate clutch when you need him. Hitter.
Superstar.
Yes, the Mets are going to be very happy with Juan Soto and his ability to get up there.
He belongs in New York. A guy like him needs to be in a city like New York.
Well, we'll see.
Because they can handle a big star with a big ego that makes a hell of a lot of money because they're used to that.
Yeah, I would have preferred to see him in Boston, but Big Poppy couldn't talk him into going there. But now he's a Met. He jumped ship Yankees to Mets. That's always a problem with New Yorkers. They don't like it when you do that. But Juan was only a New York Yankee for 1 year. You could see the frustration.
Well, he don't have to move.
No, you could see the frustration in his face, too, throughout the World Series, where he's like, listen, what good is it for me to double when the face of this franchise that I'm not going to unseat as the face of this franchise can't hit in the playoffs? And so anyway, he moves on. He'll be the face of that Mets franchise. And it looks like now, I thought for sure that the Washington Nationals were going to go after Pete Alonso and get him, but it looks like they've cooled on Pete Alonso. And my thoughts are Pete Alonso may stay with the Mets. And
I told you.
And the Mets are going to have a great team. I mean, they're literally going to have the same team they had last year plus Juan Soto, which gets them to the World Series if they had Juan Soto last year.
Well, but Juan Soto will knock in those runs.
Yeah.
And Pete Alonso gets on bases. I mean, he made big hits in the playoffs.
Well, actually,
Juan
Soto will get on base and Pete Alonso will knock him in with home runs. That's probably the plan. That's probably what they're planning on doing. And
Aaron Judd, who can play his ass off during a regular season, but when the money's on the line, he can't bring it.
Yeah, Aaron Judge has been a playoff disappointment so far for the Yankees, but he's got time left. He's still relatively young. He's got a few more years to possibly shake that reputation of sucking in the playoffs, because Alex Rodriguez was a guy who had that same knock on him and he finally shook it. But the reason I bring up Pete Alonso and the Washington Nationals is because next year, the big name free agent that is going to be on the market is also a first baseman, which is a hole the Nationals definitely want to fill, is going to be Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who's also at a ripe age where you can sign a guy who's going to be with you for a decade. And I have a feeling the Nationals are going to go hard after.
Well, he's only 6 months older than Soto.
Yeah.
He's only 25 years old.
He's definitely leaving Toronto. My fear is, though, that
with that funny money up there.
Well, here's the thing. My fear is, being a Nationals fan and having a bias, is that Toronto is going to see the writing on the wall and deal him to someone else to deal with his free agency.
I don't think he wants to stay there, period. And I think he has a no-trade contract. I'm not for sure.
He can waive that. he can waive his no trade clause. They can trade him to a contender next year, and the Nationals might lose out on another ability to get a stud first baseman if they pass on Pete Alonso and Christian Walker this year and don't end up with Vladimir Guerrero next year. That's going to be interesting. The Astros swapped shot Kyle Tucker, who is going into free agency next year. So this might have been a move looking at how they were going to deal with their roster going forward. Traded him to the Cubs, who flipped Cody Bellinger to the Yankees. And so an absolute stud outfielder now plays for the Cubs. A guy
he's gonna knock that ball out of Wrigley Field, believe me.
Yeah, and a guy who, you know, bet on himself and signed a 1-year deal with the Cubs is now a Yankee. So it's gonna be interesting to see how those two things work out. I think the Astros.
I bet he goes, "Oh, I can't believe I have got myself out of Chicago. I mean, get me to Yankee land." And he's in Yankee land now.
Yeah.
He'd be just fine.
He was very good with the Dodgers and then just kind of fell off the face of the earth. Rookie of the year.
He went to the Cubs.
He signed a 1-year deal with the Cubs because he had a negative 1.71 war in the last two seasons with the Dodgers. He couldn't hit anymore. And so the Dodgers moved on from him. He went to the Cubs, signed a 1-year prove-yourself deal.
Ohtani was stealing all his hits, man.
Maybe so. Interesting baseball season coming up. I mean, we're looking down the barrel of 2025 in baseball. But hey, let's jump over to the WWE, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Paul Heyman. Hot off the press, wrestling fans, strap yourself in. Paul Heyman. He might be replacing Triple H as the main man calling the shots with the WWE. The wise man, Paul Heyman.
What do you think of that move?
I think it sucks.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman is really good. And I don't know. But see, Paul will get in there and he'll work at stuff. He's that way. And he'll get Triple H out of there, and that'll be a bad, bad move on the WWE. Paul, let me tell you something. Triple H has done a great job. And if you're selling out everywhere and you're doing record numbers, why would you get rid of a guy that's doing that for you?
Do you think it's because they want to move on from the McMahon legacy altogether?
Probably.
Yeah, that's the only reason I can see.
And I guarantee that Heyman's back there said, "Man, you need to get rid of all this McMahon crap."
Yeah.
But McMahon put them in the business of where they are today. So never disrespect the guy who put you in that position.
Yeah, you have to separate these two things. You know, McMahon may have done some greasy stuff along the way, but you can't
take away
you can't take away his accolades. He built the WWE into a juggernaut, and from a business perspective, awesome guy. From a personal perspective,
you know, maybe a scumbag. I mean, anybody could really run that company and sell out. You know, because a blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's the case.
But you know, when you look at Cody Rhodes, they stretchered him. They're doing too many stretchers. You know, all of a sudden, all these people are getting stretchered out, and I just don't like that. Your world champion being stretchered out, period. But Chelsea Green, they're pushing her. She wins the Women's United States Championship, and guess what? Jesse Ventura showed up. Oh, my goodness gracious.
How did that go?
Well, he's just Jesse, man, you know?
Yeah.
Liv Morgan got kicked right in the nose. She didn't have a broken nose, but she had a bloody nose. And, you know, they need to watch those Japanese girls because they're dangerous. Japanese wrestlers are dangerous anyway. They'll drop you on the head, kick you in the face. You just have to protect yourself at all times. And Liv Morgan can draw money. You don't want your money girl hurt. This is for the whole board of directors for the WWE. Are you nuts trying to replace Triple H, period? I mean, you better let him do his magic while he's issuing magic out. And the wise man, Paul Heyman, can come up later on.
All right, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we did it again!
I can't wait to this weekend, man. I mean, tonight, which is Saturday night as this show's airing, it's going to be the whole day today is full of football. And I can't wait to come next week and let you know who kicks some booty.
Well, I pretty much gave you everybody that's going to win on Saturday. I'm predicting it. I feel like I'm not going to have to come and make excuses next week, but we'll see. We'll see who, we'll see if I've turned it around on this one.
Hey, always remember, Jeff.
Yes.
All those billion-dollar hotels in Vegas were built from not winning, but losers.
Yes. Well, you know what? They don't have any of my money because I have done nothing but break even in Vegas. And I'm very happy to be a guy that can say that because I've done my absolute best to not be that. And somehow or another, I always come out even. I've never won. I've never lost. I've always broke even.
That's a lot better than a lot of guys can say.
No, it's honestly, I mean, the reality of it is that sure, I'd love to be a winner, but I'll take break even out of Vegas any day of the week. You're right, though. College football all day Saturday, going to be phenomenal. And then Sunday NFL football, we're coming to the end of the NFL season too.
Yeah.
Things are really shaping up for what the playoffs are going to look like. There are a lot of teams that look good enough to make it to the Super Bowl. And it's going to be, usually you have an NFC or an AFC where you're like, there's some good matchups out of one of those conferences, but not this year. They're both.
Hey, do you think that either the Eagles or the Lions are going to knock each other out?
One of those two. Well, I mean, yeah, Either they're going to have to play each other eventually, and if they make it to each other, then I would say, yeah, one of those teams is going to have to beat the other. Although
See, I was thinking, when I was watching the Bills play the Lions, I was saying, you know, that's probably going to be the Super Bowl. I will not bet against the Chiefs because they're just too well coached. Yeah. They just that damn good.
Yeah, well, I bet Vegas has a lot. There's at least one hotel built on the Strip that's built on guys that have bet against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I guarantee you. So, yeah.
It's not a good bet. But anyway, we got to rock, Eddie, so tell them goodbye.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. See you next week.